Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to You and All Your Parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. So there's a phrase that we use in internal family systems that says, self has no agenda. And when we talk about self, we talk about the 8 C's of self. I'll see how many of them I can get. Self is compassionate, curious, has clarity, courage, creativity. Yep, I always get about 5. Calmness. Okay. Yeah, there's a couple more. Anyway, a bunch of C words, right? But we also say that self has no agenda. And I have had people say, what does that mean? It has no agenda. And to me, what that means is that self is not trying to change its parts. Self is curious and compassionate. Oh, there was another C about its parts. It wouldn't try to change them. Well, what about the part that's like making you eat off of your food program? Shouldn't we want to change it? Well, there's no doubt a part that would probably like to change that. Just like there's probably a part that doesn't want to drink and doesn't like the part that does drink if you're trying to not drink alcohol. But that would not be self. Self's only agenda is to heal its parts. It's not trying to change them. It's not trying to make it do something different. It's not trying to make it go away. And so I would ask you to consider, do you have parts that maybe are challenging for you? Parts that may drink, parts that may eat, parts that may yell at their kids. Do you have parts that don't like those parts? Well, I can assure you that those parts are not self. Self would be curious about why the part wants to drink. Why did the part yell at your kids? It would want to know more about what's happening for the part. It wouldn't be trying to get rid of it. So when you hear self has no agenda, that means it's not trying to change the parts. It's not trying to get rid of them. It doesn't hate them. Self would only be curious, calm, and compassionate towards its parts. So that's it for today. Thanks for joining me. Be sure to check out the video description below for links to some free resources. Until next time, love to you and all your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.